Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Boy, I don't know about for you, but TGIF for me. It's the 5th of February, 2021. Got the best technology news. It's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. It looks like we're near, at least that's according to the folks over at CNBC, that Apple, Hyundai, that autonomous vehicle, yeah, it's close. It's going to be coming. Yeah, I know. We've talked about this before on the show. And since it's a bit of a slow news day, we're going to talk about it again. Now, yeah, weeks upon weeks of rumors about this. But now, at least according to CNBC, this deal is damn near done. Even though they haven't said it will definitely happen, the report is indicating that a full autonomous car will be built at the Kia plant in Georgia by 2024. There's also rumors, too, coming out of Korea that the two will sign the deal on February 17th. Now, what we can gather from the deal, if it does go through, Hyundai will be making, of course, the electric vehicles. Apple, however, though, will control the hardware and the software in the car. Which, if you think about it, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Instagram users, did you delete a post and think, why'd I do that? Well, they're going to make it a little easier now to bring back your post from the dead. Instagram is actually starting to roll out a recently deleted feature in the app that will allow you to resurrect your old content you thought, eh, that ain't worthy of it, and it turns out, eh, maybe it's okay. This will include the content you did save for photos, videos, reels, IGTV videos, and even stories. Instagram says they're actually offering this feature so they can help against hacks, particularly hackers that actually gain control of an account and start deleting all your stuff, meaning if you ever get control of your account back, you can easily restore everything. Now, to do this, you will have to confirm that you're the account owner, and you can do that through text or email. Now, according to Instagram, deleted items will stay in the folder for 30 days. And of course, then if they're not touched from there, they'll automatically be completely gone. Or so they say. There's a catch, however, though. Deleted stories? Yeah, that doesn't go back quite as far. They'll only stay in the recently deleted section for 24 hours. Android TV users, starting to look a little bit more like Google TV with this latest update. Yep, Google's rolling out its new update for Android TV, hoping it will give a fresh new look. The new interface will add scrolling carousels, that's a feature content at the top of the menus, and those oversized icons will be, yeah, they're gone. They'll be replaced with a bit smaller tabs, you know, something a little bit more elegant looking. Now, there'll be some differences, of course, between Chromecast Google TV versus the refreshed Android TV. Android TV menus will actually feature three main tabs, one for home, where you can access your apps and channels, one dedicated place so you can find all of your applications in the Discover tab, and then, of course, the tab for you. The update should start rolling out today on Android TV OS devices, at least if you're in the US, Australia, Canada, and Germany, and France. Other places, apparently, it will be coming in a few weeks. And finally, oh, this one's for all of you Apple TV third generation users out there, particularly the ones that just love their YouTube fix. Well, that's about to be cut off. Yep, starting in early March, the YouTube app will no longer be available for the Apple TV third generation. That means, just like all things in the Apple universe, it's time to upgrade. Now, if you are a little reluctant saying no, there is one thing you still can do. AirPlay apparently will still work. Third generation Apple TV owners will no longer actually be able to use the app directly on the Apple TV, but AirPlay apparently still will be supported. The question is, for how long? And, in case you're wondering, the fourth and fifth generation Apple TV models, no, those won't be impacted. Again, not yet. But if it's happening to the third, chances are the fourth and the fifth, yep, you'll be in danger sometime in the future. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there. Heck, support the new show over there. We really could use your support. It is only with your support that we can keep bringing you the new show. If you love what we do here at the new show for you and you get some excitement out of it, it brightens your day, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, literally for as little as $5 a month. You can do your part in helping keep the new show on the air. Also, hop by our Facebook page, too, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and definitely come and join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, yeah, it is weekend dancing funky time. Hope you can get your funk on, too. We will, however, though, be back on Monday delivering the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.